Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Friday, November 28th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Roborock. Leading off today, Apple's annual Black Friday shopping event is now live. This year, you can score an up to $250 gift card with the purchase of an eligible product. If you buy an iPhone 16 or iPhone 16e, you can get a $25 gift card. Buy an iPad Air, iPad, or iPad Mini, you can get a $100 gift card. Select Macs can get you up to $250. An Apple Watch SE 3 or Apple Watch Series 11 gets you a $50 gift card. If you buy AirPods Max, AirPods Pro 3, or AirPods 4, you'll get a $75 gift card. If you buy a TV or home product, you'll get a $50 gift card. And when you buy various Beats products or accessories, you can get an up to $50 gift card. Upon making that purchase, you'll get an Apple Store gift card via email that can then be used for a future purchase at the Apple Store, in the App Store, or for an Apple service like Apple Music, Apple TV, or Apple One. Ultimately, though, there's little reason to buy a product from Apple just to get that gift card. You can save a lot more in cash by buying your Black Friday Apple products from a retailer like Amazon or Best Buy, and we have full roundups of where to get your best deals at the link in the show notes. Next up today, Google has announced that Android's Quick Share now works with Apple's AirDrop system on the iPhone and the iPad and the Mac to allow for easy file transfer between both platforms. This means that on Android, when a Pixel 10 user goes to their Quick Share interface, they'll see nearby iPhones as a target for sending a file like a video or a photo. On an iPhone, if someone goes to the AirDrop menu, they'll see an eligible Pixel 10 around them to send their own file to. Interestingly, Google says that all of this was done without any involvement from Apple. Google essentially reverse engineered the AirDrop protocol to integrate it with its own QuickShare platform, which has historically only worked between different Android devices. Google says, however, that the feature doesn't use a workaround. The connection between the Android phone and the iPhone is direct and peer-to-peer, so your data is never routed through a server, shared content is never logged, and no extra data is ever shared. The company says that it would welcome collaboration opportunities with Apple to address existing interoperability issues between iOS and Android. For instance, the iPhone involved in this process must have its AirDrop setting set to everyone. Google says it would like to work with Apple to enable contacts-only mode in the future. This would mean that an iPhone user and an Android user could send content back and forth to each other as long as they were in each other's contacts. Right now, there's no visibility into this on either platform because of Apple's implementation. But still, this is a huge upgrade to interoperability between iPhone and Android, even though Google did it without any involvement from Apple itself. It remains to be seen if this is something Apple might crack down on at some point in the future with a software update, but at least for right now, iPhone users and Pixel 10 users can send files back and forth to each other using wireless technology. Right now, it's exclusive to the Pixel 10 series, but Google says it'll expand to other Android phones in the future. We are sponsored this week by Roborock, makers of award-winning robot vacuums designed to keep your home effortlessly clean. Right now, during Roborock's Black Friday event, you can save up to 50% on their flagship vacuums, but only for a limited time. Roborock has a model for every home and every lifestyle. There's the Saros 10R, which delivers powerful performance and intelligent navigation at an incredible value, as well as higher-end options like the QRevo Curve X, which pet owners especially will love. Hit the link in the show notes to shop Roborock's Black Friday sales and save up to 50%. My thanks to Roborock for their support of the show. Running out today, regulation enforcement against Apple in the EU may be about to intensify once again. Under the Digital Markets Act rules, the company must notify the EU Commission about services that reach the thresholds for so-called gatekeeper status, targeting big tech services with more than 45 million active users in Europe. As it is required to do so, Apple informed the EU that Apple Maps and Apple Ads have met that 45 million active user threshold. The European Commission now has 45 days to decide whether Maps and the company's ad businesses are sufficiently monopolistic to warrant a step up in regulation. iOS, iPadOS, and the App Store already fall under the Digital Markets Act gatekeeper rules. This has seen Apple forced to support features like alternative payment methods and third-party app stores in the EU. Apple is contesting the gatekeeper designation for Apple Maps and Apple Ads. Apple's position seems to be that while these services have a lot of users and meet that 45 million user threshold, they face tough competition and do not represent a large percentage of market share. The company claims that Apple Maps has very limited usage in the EU compared to Google Maps and Waze. Apple Ads also has minimal share compared to ad businesses of Google, Meta, and TikTok. The EU will make its determination in 45 days, which essentially means sometime in 2026. If it is designated as a gatekeeper, Apple will then have 6 months to update maps and ads to be in compliance with the stricter competition rules. As of right now, it's unclear how exactly Apple might change these features to comply with those regulations. One possibility for Apple Maps is that users will have to choose their default map service when setting up a new iPhone from scratch, making it easier to switch between Apple Maps, Google Maps, and others. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back on Monday for a new week of Apple news.